Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pooler.
Well, greetings, greetings. How are all of you? A wonderful, wonderful Monday again. And we're back talking to you about that incredible organ that you have known as the brain. As I'm sitting here surrounded by all different sections of the brain and comments on the brain, et cetera, one of the big titles is the command center, the command center. The human brain is believed to be the most complex structure in the known universe. And how much do you know about your brain? Well, we have a lot to talk about because it's truth time now. As you've noticed in the news, everything is being revealed to you, secrets you never knew anything about. So many secrets are being revealed about all different types of things that are affecting you right now that you put into action before you were even born. So we've got to really get down to the deep, deep core of you having a clear understanding about your body, how it operates, and to understand the brain. Most of you walking around talking about your mind, my mind, you really don't know your mind because without knowing the brain, you can't really know your mind. See, these are the illusions that we've been speaking. So let's get with the brain, and we're going to come forward from last week and into the present teachings about the importance of building an emotional body and a mental body geometric construct. But before we can do that, we've got to get you versed in understanding much, much more about your brain. So I'll be right back after this message. And definitely, if you can't hear me clearly, if things are fuzzy, this isn't clear technically to you, please call in the station and let us know that you're wavering, going in and out, and sounds fuzzy. Let us know. Please do that. We'll be right back after this message.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook. You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Well, I'm back, and I can just remind you that that is one of the most important most strategic, most informative commercials that you can ever hear. That your life is determined by the quality of your neurons. The neurons are the cells that compose your brain. Neuron, N-E-U-R-O-N. Remember that. Neuron. And we have a little kind of like a game we play here, that when we want to recall something and it really doesn't seem to come right into our consciousness, we immediately begin to talk to the neurons. And you talk to them. Neurons, okay, focus right here. Okay, this is the information I'm looking for. And it comes to us. Because once you actually have an intimate relationship with the neurons of your brain that compose your brain, let me be precise here, your whole life is going to change. Because what you are referring to, many of you, as your mind, you can't really access your mind without the brain. The brain's responsibility is translating and making physical the thoughts that are emanating from the mind. Did you hear me? You have to know this cascade of reactions and actions that occur for you to be able to walk, talk, speak, go to the gym, drive your car, etc. At the physical level, it's all about chemistry. And the master chemistry lab, the master pharmaceutical company, is sitting right on top of your neck in your head, known as your brain. And the ultrastructure of that brain, which is a collection of over 80 billion, now some authors say trillion neurons. Now, can you write billion? You know how many zeros that is? Okay, 80 billion, 80 trillion. And I'm almost sure it's 80 trillion neurons. How many zeros is that? That's how many neurons you have that allow you to do all of these great things. This is what allows you to know who you are and what you are, your brain. And that's why without the value on your brain, you do crazy things. Like think that you can drink Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola and all kinds of carbonated beverages, phosphoric acid, all of that phosphate, okay, unclean water, you're drinking tap water, all kinds of beverages, the alcohol, oh my goodness. And that basically beats up the neurons that form your brain. One, two, sock, five, six, a kick. It's hard on your brain, and you know it. There's a song that was made here by Fox, Jamie Foxx, talking about blame it on the alcohol. Well, the alcohol basically totally poisons the neurons of your brain. And so, therefore, that's why you lose your coordination and things look blurry or they look bigger or they, you know, your whole moral awareness is lowered or totally forgotten, and you're doing all kinds of things because the brain no longer can accurately create the chemistry needed to be released into the bloodstream so that every cell now can absorb accurately the precise translation of a thought into a chemical reality so that now the cells and the DNA, the library in the cells, if needed, can be accessed so that new software programs, if needed, can be activated, or software programs that are not needed at the moment can be shut down so that the tissues now know what to do. Do the muscles contract, or do they elongate, or do they oscillate? All of this, and this is so wonderful. Think about that. I'm describing this in a very, very prolonged span of awareness. But in the brain, from the mind, this is happening in nanoseconds. This is how you can, in your mind, say, oh, I want to stand up. And the brain basically has processed that thought, turned it into a chemical reality. We call these neuropeptides. That's released into the bloodstream. The tissues of the body absorb that and immediately tell the muscles, okay, in the legs, this is what you have to do, in the thighs, this is the core muscles, everything. That is amazing, because for you, it's happening in nanoseconds. You don't even recognize there's a lag. There is a period of awareness that between you being able to stand and sit that occurs, and all these reactions are taking place. If you just sit and think about that for a minute, wow, I'm sitting here wiggling my toes and moving my fingers and turning my head. All of that is chemistry in the blood telling the tissues of the body what to do or not. So when you turn your head, the bladder doesn't have to be involved. So that means then that obviously certain tissues know to take action and other tissues know that they're not involved. That's profound. And how is that working? Through the brain. And the brain makes sure that it's fast because it also sends extra energy in the form of electricity. And I'm in the process of really doubting that. Okay, I think that it's in the form of magnetic electric stimuli. See, a lot of things have been flipped here. We've been taught electric. You hear very little about magnetic. Very little, unless you're trying to attract something to you. But other than that, you don't hear very much conversation about magnetism. And without magnetism, you cannot have mass. You're paying $700 to $800 for shoes, products, etc. They wouldn't exist if it wasn't for a magnetic field. That shoe has to have a full magnetic field around it to hold those cells together that made the skin of the animals that those shoes are made from, to hold the adhesive together, the stitches together, everything. It is a dominant magnetic field, magnetic, that is responsible for the existence of mass. But everybody walks around talking about electricity, electrical this, but you never talk about magnetism. And that's why so many things on earth are botched up, because without honoring the dominant force on this planet, which is magnetism, you are always going to create inappropriately. You're always going to create something that is going to be what? Auto-destructive. That's right. That's exactly what I said. Electricity, by its very nature, disperses. It expands, disperses, and when it's in a proper control of an aware mind that has a healthy brain that is now able to make precise neuropeptides and transmitters, so that when the blood carries the thought in its liquid form to your tissues will take precise action. So creating with just the perception of one major force in this dimension creates an imbalance naturally. And especially when that force is a minor force. Electricity is minor, because if it was dominant, nothing would be in a solid, describable, discernible form, because electricity separates. And the point I'm making here is our thinking allows us to control the activity of electricity so that we can use it to give form and shape to what magnetism creates which is known as mass. Your body is held together primarily by a magnetic field, and it is the electrical field, the force of electricity, that allows it to have the shape that it has. And that's why when we talk about wanting to reshape our bodies or refine it, we have to then move back into our awareness of the interaction between magnetism and electricity to make sure that the mass is solid and healthy, and that we use the electricity then to refine and tailor what magnetism has created as mass. Now, this kind of information that I'm sharing with you is very important, because once you then understand what is really unfolding in front of your very face due to the activity of the brain and its health, you then begin to recognize and look around you and look at your own awareness to review. Wow, am I really treating my brain properly? So we get information in the environment. The environment has been somewhat informative on this. The dangers of listening to loud noises, especially through amplifiers such as your headsets, what that does to a significant certain part of the brain, the acoustic areas, the acoustic nerve, okay, the eardrum, which is literally a very thin membrane of nervous tissue with more coarse conductive nerve tissue lining it, is how you're able to hear. And of course, all sound still has to be translated by the brain into chemistry so that the cells then can respond to the wavelength that you are hearing labeled as sound. Now, one of the things that's so neat, though, but again, still depends on the brain, is that even without an eardrum and the auditory mechanism in the ear, your bone will actually literally transmit indirectly the wavelengths of sound to the brain, and the brain will still translate that into neural peptides. Neurochemistry goes into the bloodstream, and the bloodstream takes that information to the cells, and the cells will then respond. Now, I'm breaking this down to you because I want you to understand that without the brain, none of this other stuff matters. The length of your eyelashes or your fingernails, the color of your makeup, the hairstyle, the food that you select to eat, without the brain, it is totally irrelevant. And so how much of any of this activity that you are involved in every day do you give recognition to your brain, and how it is the connector? It is the main command center that allows you to enjoy all these wonderful things that you do to your body, and that your body can then respond in kind to what you've done for it. Now, listen to me very clearly, because I'm not talking about the fact that the mind is not important. It's the brain that is the mediator between your physical body and your mind. And so, as I said last week, we were not going to go into the construct and the anatomy, the physiology, and most of all, the geometry of the mind, which is very, very, very detailed, but it's awesome. And you must know that. You must know it. But right now, we've got to get you comfortable with this wonderful, wonderful brain. Now, Again, I mentioned earlier that secrets are being revealed. Secrets are being revealed. The last show that I did last week, I had the opportunity to review it because this was to be the follow-up show for that information that I was sharing with you. As far as I'm concerned, the standard and the level of production of that show was not the quality that we can produce when we are fully at our highest functional capacity. So that says a lot. And I don't want to try to pass things off on you that we know does not reflect the proper use of the brain, the mind, and the body. And so what is our secret as to how that got to you if you listened to it last week? We'll be right back after this message, and I'll tell you what it is. Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right. Remember, your source right now is a neuron. If you don't know the brain, you cannot really know God. I have to tell that to all the individuals who claim that they're so religious and they think that they're so righteous. But if we had a basic discussion with them about the function, the anatomy, the specific circuits of the brain, they would do very poorly. And so for individuals who really want to know God, you must know your brain. You must know your brain. So one of our big secrets here that basically we've really been struggling with is the fact that our staff is miniature. We don't have many people at all that are staffing the Jewel Network and definitely functioning as our radio engineers, broadcast directors, etc. I used to do all this in a radio studio with soundboard and all these different things. And as we've moved and developed into a cyber university, that resource is not actualized for us. And because we have people now that are making sure that all of this comes together in different locations within this country, because we are cyber, when it comes to something really so necessary to be able to be visually present for a dynamic radio show, that has not happened. That has not happened for a while. But in a cyber perspective, we've done excellent. But we've now had to deal with frequency interruptions with the internet. Okay, most people recognize their internet is slower now, that, you know, it may shut off for some reason, and when it comes back on, you're not able to get the ampage that you would like, et cetera, your gigs through. It's very interesting. And I talked about this, you know, decades ago, that there was going to be a digital divide. And that digital divide now is finally being implemented. So the people who are working at 3 gigs and 4 gigs, okay, that's going to be your location here digitally, but now 5G is available. 5G is available, and the information that is going to be broadcasted and aligned with 5G is not going to come through very well on 3G, 4G, 3, the 4G tuned apparatus. So with putting up the new transmitters and there's another name for those, because there's like a relay that has to happen. They're transferring information to amp it up here through the cities. The artificial grid that's already in place. We've got chemtrails that are being released every day, just about, that I'm dropping. certain minerals, or you may know them as metals, into the air that either inhibit or conduct certain wavelengths of light, which is what sound is, okay? Everything is light. We're getting a near chaos situation for a while. And so it's very, very important to understand that. And especially when we don't have the wonderful magic touch of humans, which requires more now to really finite and to identify where things are weak, that the wavelengths are strong, broadcasting, that kind of thing, we wind up with a messy product. So we here at the Jewel Network, we need more people to support us. And it's kind of interesting because we are cyber. The support that we need can be cyber, but we have to have it from people who basically know the internet, broadcasting, and know how to work with wavelengths of sound and information. This is very important. So we've asked for this from the students at the university, et cetera, with people that are part of our universal principal support group, that kind of thing. But, you know, we just said we'd like more people, we'd like to have assistance in making sure that these are areas of the university that are sustainable and we need people to sustain it. But I don't think you heard the intensity of what we've been asking for, because again, we've been programmed not to ask for help in business. We really have. So that's part of the programming. I recognize that that's also part of the program as to why 85% of all businesses normally fail in the first 5 years, not necessarily because they didn't have total financing up front for their business, which definitely can be a problem, but it's because of the human power and the devoted mind and the proper use of the brain from the human being to get what needed to be done, done. And so we're still in that shape, and we at the university and at the Jewel Network even have a higher criteria. Why? Because we recognize that what you know and what you're able to do with your body with an imbalanced brain is quite different than if both hemispheres of your brain were balanced and what we call locked, or this more scientific phrase would be fully integrated. See, most people, their right and left hemisphere of the brain is not fully integrated. It's not locked. And so therefore, one side is bigger than the other. Information access is different from one side of your brain than the other. And so therefore, the merging of this imbalance causes imbalances in everything you do. And because it's tolerated, you don't see what creating with an imbalanced brain really does over a long period of time and how it affects everyone else and everything else. And some of the major limitations of not having a balanced brain is, one, your inability to access and to sustain your software programs for spontaneous regeneration. Your body is to totally regenerate every daylight, nightlight cycle on its own. It's programmed to do that. But the neurochemistry made by your brain has to be created from both hemispheres of the brain, not just one dominant hemisphere. But it needs full contribution from the participation of the right hemisphere of the brain as well as the left. And so when that cannot happen, because you know that your right hemisphere of the brain is dominant and your left is not, you even say it, you even call yourself, oh, I'm right-handed. When you say that, you are actually admitting that you do not have full development, full control, and full access to the left hemisphere of your brain. Did you know that? If that's what you're admitting. When you say I'm left-handed, you're admitting you don't have full access to the right hemisphere of your brain. Now, listen to me carefully, because every human being is a manifestation of God. Every human being. And we have individuals who have greater capability of demonstrating that with the amount of brain tissue that they have than others. So we've had people do some great things. There was an architect, his name was Albert Kahn. And Albert Kahn was a main architect in the Detroit, Michigan area. And he was one of the main architects that designed for the industrialists, the Fisher brothers, the Fords, Uniroyal. He designed fabulous homes and also incredible high rises. You should see them. They're incredible. But he's been dead for almost probably 80, 90 years. And so the question for me when I start observing the work that he did, the houses he created, the office buildings, the high-rises, I was like, this is amazing. These are thoughts that this individual was able to absorb from the mind of God. There's only one mind. We're all in it, and we all have access to it, your mind. But the capacity for you to access your mind is dependent upon your willingness to want to do it, and then secondly, the development of your brain. And so when these architects were able to access thought, hold the focus, allow the brain to create the precise neurochemistry, release it in the bloodstream so the tissues of the body could take action in a precise manner, using steel, using marble, glass, pigment, paint, crystals, metals in the form of gold and silver, etc., and build an exquisite architectural art piece. Many of these buildings and high-rises, the design and the energy inside of them is incredible. And when I say energy, in the form of marble, in the form of crystal, gold, silver, in all different type forms, handles, doorknobs, pillars, they could have this level of ingenuity and precision with something outside of them, inert, but not over their own physical body. Now, that is amazing. So the buildings are still standing, but the most intimate architectural wonder that was closest to them was destroyed. Their own bodies. So it's not a contradiction to think that you can take mass and form it into a shape and a function, and it do that indefinitely, and that is not a quality within your body, because it is. I'll be right back after this message.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right. Now, did you contemplate that while you were listening to the commercial? Both were very important thoughts. Again, how do we create in steel and lead and iron, metals, glass that can be here for generations, hundreds and hundreds of years, and yet still the person, his or herself, is not present to witness the immortality of their own creations. Isn't that something? Now I want you to think about that. Because if people are saying, okay, I'm going to make this painting that's going to last for generations, or I'm going to build a building that's going to last for 1,000 years, okay, did they ever think the thought that I will be here 1,000 years later with what I've created? I'd like to be at the 1,000-year anniversary held in my favorite museum. Did they ever think that about the physical body? Now, I'm not able to have an interview with them to ask that question because their body is not accessible. But I'm almost sure that with the focus and their decision that they wanted the building to stand indefinitely, the pillars of marble, the stained glass windows, the crystal doorknobs, etc., that they wanted them to be, quote, a permanent fixture, unquote. Why wouldn't you think that about your most intimate interaction with mass, which is your body? And to my knowledge, I'm the only show that perpetually talks about immortality of the human body and how it is directly related not only to the brain, but how you use it. Not only to the brain, but how you keep it hydrated. Not only to the brain, but also how you feed it. That are all major aspects of whether your body is going to be able to exist indefinitely. And so this is a shout out. This is a cry out that every time you have a Coca-Cola or you have a Pepsi Cola, if you can drink that knowing that it is contributing to your immortality, so be it. Enjoy it. But if you've never thought about it, you've never researched it to find out what the effects are allegedly on human tissue, you should be cautious. And that's for anything. I don't care what it is that you put in the alcohol. Doesn't matter whether it's a whiskey or a bourbon or a champagne or a beer. What is the reason why you are consuming that? And is it going to promote brain health? See, that's the key. So you can say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be here for 500 years. Okay, well, that's wonderful. I think the body appreciates you being able to douse the bloodstream with that thought because that's what happens. That's a command to the body. I'm going to be here for 500 years. Brain translates that into a neuropeptide, releases it into the bloodstream. That goes to all the tissue. The tissues get the wake-up call, the liver, the spleen, the kidneys, the bones, the hair. 500 years, that's how long we're supposed to be here, do this work. And it's like, okay, body's excited because the body knows that it should be here forever. So when you talk about 500 years, the body's kind of confused. 500 years, okay. But I guess that means it's just supposed to be here. So let's get busy. See, because you have to understand, this is why you got to come to the university, because your tissues don't understand anything about a clock until you program them to become a clock. Are you kidding me? Why would you want to do that? Your tissues are programmed for immortality. So why do you want to put something like time on the membrane of the cells of your body. Why would you want to do that? What is the point of the clock? What is it supposed to do? And now that's for you to do the research. Find out about it, because it was created as a toy. Are you kidding? You let these people toy with you. You're paying hundreds of thousands. We got some people have paid millions and millions of dollars for a toy known as a watch. And what are you watching? You're watching the misuse of your life force, because it interferes with the normal cycle of your body's function relative to what? Light exposure, sunlight, night light. The body is naturally regulated to night light and sunlight. And based on the amount of light that is shown over the skin, because the skin is the most outer surface of the brain. Did you know that? Yeah. The skin is the brain. It's the most outer layer of brain tissue. So the skin honors its normal cycles by the amount of light that it's exposed to, the amount of night light it's exposed to. This is very important to understand that you're always in light. And night light has the most light information in it. Amazing, isn't that? You want to really know something? You'll get the full download if you know how to communicate with the brain and our cosmic library, and all that's done through the brain. At night, you get the full download, because all the information has nothing to do with whether your eye can see it, because that eye literally has been programmed and wired for this dimension. But information that is not from this dimension and beyond is in concentrated form in the night light. So if you're allowing artificial light, which is the light bulbs, the LED screens, and all these other forms of radiance that you're using when outside is night light, you have actually cut yourself from a tremendous amount of information. Yes, you have. So you now know that skin is brain tissue, and things like hair and nails are extensions of your brain, your nervous system, to do what? To also absorb more information about what's going on in the epigenetics, that is the environment around your body. So we have people that are, you know, snatching off their hair and burning it off and, you know, electrocuting it off with electrolysis. And I'm like, that's really interesting, because they have no idea that that's part of the brain, an exteriorization of the brain cells to be able to gather more information, so that your first intimate relationship with mass, known as your physical body, can be really precise in knowing its occupation in space, the time relative to daylight, night light exposure, body temperatures, air temperature, barometric pressures, and also energy fields radiating from other life forms. That's what the hairs of the body do. They can pick up the auric fields of other living organisms or other forms of mass that are emanating available energies. Now, anybody that's a psychometrist can tell you that. So just because the book or a glass isn't walking around with feet and legs, doesn't mean it doesn't have information, and that that doesn't mean that the information is not accessible, but it's accessible only by certain organs, extensions of the nervous system, that information can be available to them. So usually the palms of the hands of these individuals are exquisitely sensitive. I'm sure that if we were able to look at the cells themselves, they have a different type of cell integrated in the regular epithelial tissue that allows them to be able to sense information from these objects that don't appear to be, quote, alive. We call it inanimate. And these individuals can sense whether it was a male or female that last had the book, okay, how long ago, okay, what they did with the book, all kind of things. Some of them can actually read through the skin being the covering of the book. Let me correct that and make that precise. The covering of the book. These individuals can just hold the book and they can actually read to you the content of the book and never open it. That's just how profound your body is. And for you to basically start cutting things off of it, such as the hairs, especially in the intimate areas of the body, under the arms, the groins, between the intertriginous folds of the buttocks, the gluteus maxima. Why are you doing that? Because you should know what you're doing, because it diminishes information access by the brain. Yeah. And so all of these things, if they should be done, listen to me very carefully. I'm not saying anything about right or wrong. You have not heard those words out of my mouth, because relative to a person's purpose in life, why are you here? Why did you create your avatar, your body? Your body is different than mine because you hardwired it. You created all the tissues for specific functions that were obviously different than mine. So my body is hardwired differently, created for different functions, et cetera, so that I can keep my contract to who? The cosmos. The one consciousness of all things where everything originates from. These are the things that I really want you to begin to contemplate before you just start doing stuff because, you know, somebody's opinion and what they like and what they don't like. What does that have to do with your contract with the cosmos, the source of all things, who has given you the capacity to be here indefinitely? I don't think it's intelligent for you to basically give up your immortality to please a person who doesn't even know how they process a thought. I think this is very important, that information rules, intelligence rules, and whoever has the most information and can use it and can transmit that through the body and seal what they know in mass. You have to look at what level of divinity, because this is all divine, that you're dealing with. And when they don't have an intimate relationship with their own avatar that they created, contracted, and of course, did they remember they did it? Well, most people don't, because it is really a shocker to have pressure put on the brain continuously for hours and still be able to be conscious of the brain and what is able to process for you after birth until the brain recovers from the natural trauma of birth. So we see some people really respond very quickly. You know, I've watched little babies being born. Shoot. Within an hour or so, these babies are looking from side to side, eyes wide open. They're able to focus and follow objects. That person is adjusting to this dimension in its avatar very rapidly. We have many, many children. They basically are not able to even recognize that they're in a body. They have no control over it, can't hold their head up. You know, their muscles are spastic. You can watch them punch themselves in the eye, you know, claw over their own face, et cetera. And all they can do is cry, but they're totally not connected to the nervous system of their body. They're not able to articulate and interact with their own brain. This is what we're observing. So it's very important . Okay. Okay.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, there we go again. Interruption in the broadcast, but all of that will work out. So I've asked for support. I know you hear me out there. For those of you who are dapper and dealing with radio frequencies and productions of this nature, please contact us. support@thejewelnetwork.net, support@thejewelnetwork.net, support@juis.education to let us know your skills and talents. And once we can assist you to balance your brain, right and left hemisphere of the brain, we would love to have you express and share your skills and talents with us. Yes, that is one of the criteria here at the university. Everyone who is in production of any type here at the university has to have an integrated brain and a fully developed nervous system. And so that's why we can do far more than a large group of people can do, because we have super brains, but still in all, we only have, you know, four extremities. We only have four extremities. Okay, I'm not interested in going new extremities. I don't want to be a Cali or anything like that, you know, with eight arms and hands. No, I don't. But I definitely would like to be in association with three other individuals who are in love with themselves and want to share their incredible skills, so that we can make eight hands and arms, et cetera, and come together with one brain. I would just love that. So I've talked about some very intense anatomy and physiology today, and it would be wonderful to hear from you. If you have any questions or anything, why don't you give us a call? I would really appreciate that. Our call number is
347-215-9531. 347-215-9531. You can hit *1 and raise your hand, and we will be more than happy to open your mic so you can ask your question to Dr. Jewel Fulcrum. All right, we want to go to area code 402-210. Your mic is unmuted. Do you have a question for Dr. Jewel Pulpro?
Hello? No? Okay. So as I was saying, we need more eyes and ears and hands and arms who have radio technical skills to assist us here at the Jewel Network. So give us a call and email us, or you can go to our Instagram page, okay, and let us know a little bit about you so we can get in contact with you, because it's as important to us to get this information to you about your immortal beingness. You've got to understand that body, and you've got to learn how to use the brain, which will allow your mind to do incredible things, the room, the brain, and be exhibited through your body. This is most important, most, most important. So, engineer, do we have any more callers? Anyone with any more questions?
No hands are raised, so no.
Okay, well, wonderful. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. And I'm going to follow through with the second part of this discussion on allowing yourself to be a part of what is giving you the information for your longevity, giving you the information about your quality of immortality, and also inviting you to enroll in the university where you can acquire your owner's manual. The university is totally structured to give you the owner's manual for the human body. Yeah, there's an owner's manual for the human body, and it's your manual. And so, therefore, you want to have your owner's manual. And all of it really is in the back of your brain. You were born with the owner's manual. Just like you get a new car or a blender, the owner's manual comes with it. But in this case, you haven't ever been taught how to access your owner's manual. It's in the cerebellum of your brain. Yeah, it's in the cerebellum of your brain. So if you don't know where that area is, oh, it's very important. But it is in the back, right in the back of the brain. A very special area. It is an archive about your many lives. You've lived at least 10 million years. And 10 million years of archived information about you and all that you've done is right there in the back of your brain. So, you know, please don't get into an argumentative discussion with the personality, because the personality doesn't know anything about that. But that's the high sign now for me to go. I love you. Please write us at thejewelnetwork.net support@juis.education. I love you very much, and we'll be back next week talking about the brain. Join our brain balancing program and join our.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewis. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.